Good day, and welcome to the 4SC Q3 and 9-month 2016 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Wolfgang Gesgen. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and once again, good afternoon and good morning to those in the U.S. It's our pleasure to welcome you to today's conference call on 4SC's key developments in Q3 2016 and our outlook for the remainder of the year. With us today is our new CEO, Fason Lovric, and in the Q&A session following the presentation, we will also have our new CDO, Frank Herrmann, participating. In the press release related to this conference call, which we published earlier today, we indicated that there is a presentation available for download on our website. You may find this document in the Investors and Media section under Events and Presentations in the submenu Conference Calls and Webcasts. The presentation will support the comments we make today. However, you should also be able to follow our teleconference without the slides in front of you. Before I turn it over to Jason, I would like to briefly remind you that during this call, we may make projections or estimates regarding plans and objectives relating to our future operations, products, services, or future financial results, or assumptions underlying or relating to any such statements, each of which constitutes a forward-looking statement subject to risks and uncertainties, many of which are beyond our control. Actual results could differ materially depending on a number of factors. With this, I would like to turn the call over to Jason now.
Thank you, Wolfgang. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our third quarter and 9-month 2016 earnings conference call. It's a pleasure having you on the call today. Let's start by turning to slide 3 of the presentation entitled Q3 2016 Overview, which summarizes the agenda for today's call. Today we'll provide you with an overview of our recent business highlights and an update on our cash funds for the recent quarter, as well as our outlook for the remainder of the year. At the end of the call, we will open up the line for questions. Before we start the remainder of the presentation, let me say at the outset that I'm really very motivated to be joining 4SC, as I see a significant value-creating opportunity here based on our epigenetic focus and promising late-stage drug assets. We have a very experienced management team, talented employees, and dedicated partners. Together, I anticipate some exciting progress towards creating greater value for shareholders and new options for patients with cancer. If I could ask you to turn to slide 4. I joined 4SC just a month or so ago in September, and our first quarter as a team has been a productive one, with a number of new developments in pursuit of our strategic objectives. In May, our Japanese partner, Yakult Honshu, reported top-line results from its randomized, placebo-controlled phase II study evaluating 4SC's epigenetic drug candidate, resminostat, in combination with sorafenib as a first-line therapy for patients in Japan and Korea with advanced liver cancer. Whereas the study did not meet its primary endpoint, analysis of the data performed by the team at Yakult did show a survival benefit for the combination of resminostat and sorafenib in 84 patients, or half the number of patients enrolled in the study, with platelet levels above the median at study entry as compared to patients treated with sorafenib alone. Currently, and in combination with the team at Yakult, we are discussing what are the most appropriate next steps in the clinical development of resminostat in advanced liver cancer. We also anticipate presentation of the full data set from the phase II study at a significant scientific conference early in 2017. In September, we reported the sale of our immunology portfolio to Immunic. This would comprise two drug development programs and associated intellectual property. This transaction is in line with our stated intention to focus our efforts and resources on our core portfolio of epigenetic anti-cancer compounds, principally resminostat and 4SC202. The field of cancer treatment is always evolving, and in the third quarter, we expanded our scientific network, firstly through the establishment of an international scientific expert panel that will provide valuable insight and strategic counsel to 4SC on our development of epigenetic cancer drugs. The members of the panel include Thomas Jensheim, Charles Epstein, Wolf Schmiegel, and Alexander Tarkovsky. These are all renowned experts in epigenetics and oncology, and we look forward to benefiting from their deep experience and expertise. In addition, in September, we hosted our annual scientific symposium in Munich focused on epigenetics, reprogramming cancer, and overcoming drug resistance. The conference was very well attended and benefited from presentations by internationally renowned clinicians and scientists, and it stimulated some healthy discussion of recent developments in the field of epigenetic cancer therapy. Finally, 4SC made some significant changes to its senior management team with the addition of myself as the new CEO in September and the promotions of Dr. Frank Herman as our new Chief Development Officer and Dr. Roland Baumgartner as our new Scientific Officer. Frank, who recently joined us from Bristol-Myers, has extensive experience in clinical research and development, particularly in oncology. And Roland has been with 4SC for many years and played a pivotal role in driving our preclinical and clinical programs for the past 14 years. Daniel Witt, who co-founded the company back in 1997, will step down as a member of the management board at year-end 2016. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank him for his valuable contribution to 4SC and wish him the very best for his future endeavors. Turning now to slide 5 and our business outlook, you can see we have a number of important objectives planned. Firstly, we continue to expect to initiate our ResMain Phase 2 study of resminostat in cutaneous T-cell lymphoma in Europe in the fourth quarter of 2016. The study aims to dose 150 patients at around 50 sites across 10 European countries. It's a randomized study, placebo-controlled, and designed according to scientific advice received by 4SC from the EMA. Our current expectation is that we will likely disclose meaningful data from the study in 2019, and assuming positive outcome, immediately file for conditional EU approval of resminostat for the treatment of previously treated CTCL. Secondly, and as I mentioned previously, we anticipate presentation of the full data set from the Phase 2 study of resminostat in combination with sorafenib in first-line advanced liver cancer patients from Japan and South Korea by our partner Yakult at a medical conference in early 2017. Although not on the slide, with respect to 4SC202, our goal is to expand the clinical development of this molecule, particularly with respect to its immuno-oncology activity and in combination with immune checkpoint inhibitors, given its positive performance in combination with a PD-1 inhibitor in a number of well-recognized mouse models. Moving now to slide 6 and the financial outlook, I would like to take a few minutes to review our financial results for the three-month period ending 30th of September, 2016. Our cash balance totaled just over 12.2 million euros at 30th of September 2016, which was in line with expectations and compares with almost 13.8 million euros on the 30th of June 2016. Monthly operational cash consumption in the third quarter was 1.23 million euros, which was in line with the first half of 2016 and also with our expectations. We are reaffirming our financial outlook for the full year 2016 of an average monthly use of cash from operations of 1.2 million euros, and that the company's current cash balance should be adequate to fund operations into early 2018. So to summarize the first 9 months of 2016, it was busy and productive, and we believe we are well positioned to continue the development of our core drug assets, resminostat and 4SC202. We remain enthusiastic about the future of 4SC and look forward to keeping you updated on the progress of these innovative cancer compounds. With that, I would like to thank you for your interest and open the call to any questions. Operator? Operator?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or the asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will now take our first question from Marisa Mametes from ICNET. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. A couple, please. The first one is on potential biomarkers for resminostat and liver cancer. In the past, ZFP64 looked quite promising, but now it appears that platelet levels are more important response predictors. So can you just update us, A, on your thinking on ZFP64 and also maybe speculate on the reasons why platelet levels would matter? Should we just think of platelets as an overall performance status indicator and patients with higher platelet levels baseline can tolerate more therapy? Or is there actually a biological mechanism that comes into play? And then a second question, just quickly on the management team. I mean, you obviously have a lot of depth to the management team. My question really relates more to the stability overall and what to expect in the future. So, I mean, you've had a couple of CEO changes in the last few years, some other departures at the top management level. I mean, was that just fluke? Have you learned anything from that? Have you changed the incentivization schemes? Any color there would be really, really helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for those questions. Maybe what I'll do is take the second question first, address part of your first question, and then I'll pass over to our Chief Development Officer, Frank Herman, to answer the question on thrombocytes. So with respect to the management team, I mean, I think we have a very experienced management team, as you noted. We don't see any changes now to the team for the, at least the near term. As you can imagine, companies evolve, and the needs of the company change with time, and I think with the promotion of Frank Herman and Roland, now we have a really a stable top team. I should also note that although we haven't released to the public, we did recently hire a new head of business development, a lady called Dominique Doyen. So now I think we have a full and complete management team at the senior level, and this will be the team that we expect to take forward over the coming years. With respect to the first question, first part, which was the question on biomarkers, I think it's difficult for us to say more at the moment. There is information that will come out with the full data set in January. January 2017, and so I think we'd be more than happy to talk about that after the data is in the public domain, but for the moment, I think there's not much more we can say, except that the marker that we will take forward, that's the platelets, which Frank will comment on in a moment, we believe is a very practical and very pragmatic choice on which to choose patients for treatment, as it is can be performed on blood, which is a very simple analysis. Frank, do you want to talk briefly about the rationale behind the platelets?
Yeah, sure. So this is Frank Herman. So regarding regarding the platelets, what we know today, and it's well published, that thrombocytes, especially in hepatocellular carcinoma, plays a role in carcinogenesis. And we also know that resminostat affects thrombocytes. So this is what I can say now, why platelet count might play a role. Furthermore, I want to we can say more after the presentation of the full data set in the upcoming scientific conference.
Okay, understood. Thank you very much.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1. We will now take our next question from Dominique Sennon from Nexus. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, good morning and good afternoon. My question has just been asked, so thank you. It's related to, the biological mechanism of platelet numbers, which... So the question has been somewhat answered, and we'll wait for more data soon. Thank you.
There are no further questions from the phone, but again, as a reminder, please press star 1. As there are no further questions, I'll now turn the call back to your host for any additional or closing remarks.
So thank you everyone for joining us today, and we're looking forward to talking to you individually in one-on-one meetings or at conferences over the next couple of months. And we also released today that we will publish our annual report 2017 on 29 March 2017, the day when we will schedule our next conference call. Thank you very much.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.